8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have a special guest, don't we, Jen? Do you want to introduce the special guest?
We do have a special guest.
Is my accent any clue to this special guest?
We have Jane Schroeder here, and we're so excited. Jane's here!
Jane's here!
All the way from, well, she's in Scotland right now, but originally England, right?
That's right, yes.
Yes. And we are so excited, and it's just going to be a very spontaneous podcast. We're just going to, whatever anyone's led to say, you want to say hi, Kat? Say
hi, everyone.
Well, if you guys don't know, we're in Louisiana right now. Kat's doing some event meetings here in the gathering place in Albany, Louisiana. And Jane came out to attend the meetings and meet Kat, and we're very excited.
Which I'm very blessed by that.
I know. Yes. I was so excited when I found out she was coming. And which, to me, further shows how God is connecting the revelation that he's revealing through Kat too, because it's coming to England. We're working on that.
England is a priority of God right now, so of course I'm going to be excited and about meeting someone who's from there.
So yeah, I'll just let you guys chat whatever you want to say. If Jane, you want to share how you found out about Kat?
I've been coming to Albany to the Gathering Place, sharing with Chuck and Shay for a number of years now, and it's part of one part of the States that I come every year because it's family, and I love coming here.
Yes.
And it's more about relationship more than ministering for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Kat have been many times. They've given me podcasts and I've had CDs, and I thought, I want to meet this lady with the pink hair. And I was a hairdresser for a number of years. I had my own business. A colouring specialist.
Wow.
So I thought, I got to meet
a colouring specialist.
That's cool.
Probably what they're called in heaven, you know, because they do have salons there, but they do it with light. So.
I do it with a brush and lots
many
of
more
foil.
Choices up there. Diamond dust, you know, the
Come
good
on.
Stuff. Oh yes, definitely God. You know, that's the point of us being a gift, and why they're irrevocable. Isn't about some big crime you may have done or something, okay? It's about you are a gift and you're going to use that gift in heaven. That's why he gave it to you.
Come
you
on.
Practice down here, then you do the real thing in heaven, so.
Do I get to do the rainbow unicorns? Do that
Absolutely.
Hey, I heard you say something, Jane. You said that you read Kat's books. You couldn't put them down. And
that's
there was,
right.
There was one specific part which made you kind of... go over the edge with like interest. You just were consumed. I meant you were saying something. I don't remember what it was, but that's probably a good place to start with something, you know?
Yes. We've in the last 3 years, we've lost quite a number of our close family.
Mm-hmm.
My children's dad died of cancer and my son nursed him for 5 years.
Wow.
And my daughter, so over a year and a half ago when he passed away, we were divorced and we hadn't seen each other many years. He stopped speaking to us. He left us because he became very sick.
Yeah.
But towards the end of his life, my kids needed a lot of support to help him.
Yeah.
So I decided that I was just going to go to the hospital and say, look, Rob, we need to sort this out. You know, my kids really love you. And for the last 8 weeks, I had the privilege of helping him nurse him at the end. And he came home for 8 weeks after being in hospital a year. And it brought massive restoration. It's all the things that I prayed
good.
Happened.
That was awesome.
We talked about when the kids were little, all the holidays we went mm-hmm. on. It brought massive restoration. And of course, the silly misunderstandings
mm-hmm.
of how we ended up splitting up. But we always loved each other. We never met anybody else. We just mm-hmm. devoted our time to our children.
Yes.
Well, the portal you talk about where the homecoming.
Yes.
Oh,
I can stop crying. That was it for me. I've been there, seen it all those years. And when I read that chapter, I knew that was what I was seeing. Because I didn't always understand.
Yes.
I didn't always have revelation. That was it. I read the chapter 6 times. I stayed up very late. And I thought, whatever else Kat talks about in the books, whatever, we all have controversial people. Don't always like what we say. They like this bit. They don't like that. I knew that I loved you. And what you said If nothing else she said, I don't understand Christmas Land. I've never seen it.
Yes.
Any of those things. But I knew that we were on the same page with that. Yes. And I can go with that.
Yes.
You know, because we're powerful people running together. We're not always going to see the same thing. I say to
you're
people,
absolutely right.
I see heaven from a different side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My upbringing and my spirit. But I just wept.
Mm-hmm. I think that should connect everyone very powerfully to heaven.
Yeah.
It's the fact that your loved ones aren't totally separated from you. They're very aware. They declare over you. They prepare things for you to enjoy when you come.
Yeah.
And to them, it's like you're separated for a moment because there's no time there.
Yeah.
It could be 40, 50 years go by, you know, while they're in heaven, we're down here on the earth. But to them, it's like a moment. And so they're excited from the time they get there. You know, many people grieve, and I understand you miss them. They're part of you. But you're not separated at all, really not on their side, but for eternity. You know, that's even hard to talk about, right? Or even try to explain. But this is really like a moment of time that we're down here on this earth. And they're stepping into another part of their whole life when they go to heaven.
That's right.
They move there. It's not like they're dead. They don't even feel dead, you know. That body's going to come back to them anyway one day. So they are spend a lot of time preparing for us to follow them one day. The exciting places to go and see. They even have something to record all that on. And they'll put a person's name and start recording. I'm going to take them to this place, you know. I'll take them to Passionate Paradise or Valley of the Falls or Videoland or you know, the Wild West in heaven.
The Friendly Forest.
The Friendly Forest where all the trees and the flowers sing and dance. And they just know what their loved ones are going to enjoy the most.
Yeah.
And so they are just waiting with excitement to take us to those places. So to us, they're far removed, or in a way, in some people's minds, they think they're just not going to exist or be the same. There'll be more of them there than they ever were on this earth. So, yes, the portal in heaven where people go to see their loved ones.
Yeah.
They can see you as close as the ceiling of your home. They will celebrate with you in days of celebration. They'll declare over you. They pray for those who are not saved to know Christ. So they're up there. They can't labor. They can't win the lost. They can't preach the gospel. You wouldn't necessarily do that to people who already have it. And I tell people the fivefold ministry get to use their other gift, their physical gift, their natural gift when they go there. But certainly that would give so much release and peace and even excitement and celebration. Heaven celebrates when somebody comes home.
That's
they
right.
don't give you a funeral. They celebrate what you did, but then they celebrate knowing what you are going to be able to do when you get there.
It was just incredible. And my Rob died about a year before my daughter got married, and they wanted me to give Ruth away at this lovely church, which is where I got married and where my parents are buried. It was incredible. And I just said, no, I want to be the bride of the moment. I've only got one daughter. So my son gave my daughter away. We had a beautiful, like, country, typical British wedding in a big old church.
Yes.
And I invited some friends that knew Rob as well, and some people didn't. And some people don't even know what he looked like. And as they came down the aisle, I was already at the front, people, some friends of mine, turned around and started to weep, and they saw Ruth's dad, Rob.
Yes.
And when we showed him pictures afterwards, they were like, we really saw Sam was there. Rob, and Rob was Sam. And the night before the wedding, the boys were getting a little bit anxious, and Sam wanted his dad there. And you know, all the planning for this wedding was a big, massive planning.
Yes.
And the night before, I went into an open vision, and I saw Rob. And you know he was saved because the unbelieving wife covers the unbelieving husband at the time? But I wasn't 100% sure, really, in my spirit. And there he was, and the Lord said, he just snuck in here by the skin of his teeth.
I've heard him say that too.
I saw him clearly, and I went into the girls' room. They were in this hotel, and because my daughter got married not where we lived in Wales, she got married in her hometown in Chester. And I went into the room and knocked on the door, and the girls were a bit weepy, and I said, the boys, what is up with them tonight? And she just really said, because the guy that Ruth married was an orphan. He doesn't know his mum or dad. His mum died when he was a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bringing up stuff for him, and even though it was a joyful time, but that night before, all the emotions were coming up. The boys were just a nightmare. But I had this encounter, and I told the girls, and Ruth slept like a log, and we prayed together, and in the morning, the boys showed up fine. I went in the spirit and just loved on them. And it was like Rob was at the wedding, but it was joy. Yeah, we danced. We had a fab time. That was wonderful.
It was a celebration.
It was like, yes. He was there enjoying it with you guys.
He was. Yes,
and
he was.
I know she shares a lot, which I love this fact, is that when you either smell something that reminds you of your loved one,
oh, yeah.
or, you know, something that they like, something
their favorite food.
It usually means they're at the portal at that time.
Watching and, you or right there.
Yeah,
like,
I know
with
our dad, because he was a painter, and a lot of times I will smell paint.
He's probably up there painting.
And I'm like, oh, it reminds me of dad so much when I smell paint and stuff like that. And I know.
I smell sweets.
Yeah, he likes sweets too.
He
so.
Loves sweets, yeah. He probably goes to the bakeries with Jesus all the time.
But
the donut shops, especially. When I see donuts, I remember my dad.
Yep.
He would take me to go eat them with him. We talk
donuts
about
donuts and
God.
Chocolate milk.
Oh, the chocolate milk. I love that.
So Kat, I know we have plans to go to the UK.
Yes, we do.
It was quite fun that Jane would be here. Now,
isn't that something? God knows what he's doing.
He does.
We are going to the UK this next year, probably the first part of July. Yes,
and we pretty much got the dates to be 13th and 14th.
No.
The reason I'm saying it on the podcast is because I know that us Brits, we need time.
It's the
to organize
the
things
fifth,
and organize our time to get there.
It's
the fifth.
So it
right,
is the beginning
Chris,
of July because
the
cruise. I think
the
starts
14th.
On the. I think the cruise starts like on the 17th.
Okay, so we're
the
talking
fifth.
Of July.
July 5th.
So just if you're in England right now and you listen
the
to this, or anywhere
save
in Europe,
the date.
In Russia, just save the whole of July. And
well, we'll be on the British Isles cruise, and I think that starts like we have to be there the 17th.
Well, we have to be there the 15th.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
We have to be
so
there
it's
the 15th.
Week before then. That
so
we're going to be doing
the
something.
The whole week before that.
Something will be happening.
Probably like 10 days.
We will
maybe.
Actually be leaving America on July 4th, which I think is funny. The 4th of July, we will be leaving America and going to...
Maybe we're coming over to England to give back America
oh.
to England. What do you think about that, Kat?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We were birthed out of England. That's what the father says. And he said that England is actually on his priority list right now. Is a
oh,
season
he sure
of
is
destiny.
What's going on in the UK.
It's a season of destiny,
that's
literally,
right.
where things will be so shifted that it was a two-year season of destiny. This year was 1 year. Next year is the second year, and in that you will see many shifts and changes in England. Specifically, London and in England, though, God is taking it. And he said, out of England, he birthed America. And he said, because of that, because of their participation in birthing America, they, in this habitation of God
so
and this move of God
it.
On the earth, that literally England will work hand in hand with America. And
yes.
then God showed me this vision of the eagle
and the lion,
together. In doing many wonderful supernatural things, releasing heaven and the earth. And so that is what is
so
coming.
That's getting Jane
that is
whacked.
What is
so
coming.
I'm
so I'm excited.
I'm doing the visual.
I've always, my whole life, wanted to go spend time in London and be in England. I was a reader, so I read many books about that, and I would always picture myself
Come
being
on.
There and going there.
Popping
yeah,
tomorrow.
And one of my daughters,
oh,
God
yeah.
said he would plant her as a seed in Europe. And she would do powerful signs and wonders in Europe. So I know that I will have at least one of my daughters that will be living there. So God is serious about connecting us to England and to London for
just
what he's
same.
Going to do there. Even the royals changing, the changing of the royals. God is going to be involved in that.
Do you know what's amazing? We've known for years now, lots of prophetic words. The Lord's shown us that London, you know, England is the lion, and that Scotland and Wales are squeezing it to roar again.
Yes.
So they're pushing and squeezing
yes.
and squeezing to
yes.
the lion. The England will roar.
Yes,
yeah.
they will
and
roar.
And when I first left England to go and live in Wales for the season, I arrived in Wales, and there was Britannia Angel. I didn't even know there was an angel called Britannia. And within a week, somebody bought this beautiful Union Jack cushion with Britannia on. I said, well, she's, I guess this is for you, Jane. And recently, Britannia's shown up through all the EU troubles and the unrest and the Brexit.
Yes.
And we've been singing out that Royal Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Britain never, never shall be slaves.
That's right.
There you go.
It won't be... They won't be slaves.
No, we were like, come on, we've been calling on Britannia, been showing up.
They will be in the forefront of what God is doing.
What was that Julia Mayer sign? Keep your eyes on Britain. Keep your eyes on Britain.
It's exciting.
Yeah, he gave
you can see I'm passionate about my nation.
Hey, he gave me a priority list, and there were three things on that priority list for the 2018-2019 was a two-year season of extreme destiny, of shifting these nations. And one was Korea. When there was nothing there, that nothing was going on with Korea, that it would become one nation without war or without communism.
Wow.
And that's already starting to happen. The other one was England, that he was positioning them, that the royals would be under his hand and in his hand, and that they would begin to bring forth the supernatural because of what they birthed in the earth for him, America. And that we would work together in many ways for the habitation of heaven to happen. And their power would be seen and heard. His power would be seen and heard in the earth again. Because at one time, you know, they were it in this world. They were one of the leading nations in the world. And God's going to do that again. So, and Israel, of course, was on that list too. And right after he said that was when they changed the capital of Israel to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're going there?
And I'm going there too. He told me I would be going to England twice and I would be going to Israel twice.
And she's doing that. She's going to Israel in April with the Elijah List.
Then in July I will be in England.
In July we'll be in England again. And then in 2020 she's doing
it. I'll be in England in England, and then I'll go to the cruise, and then I'll go back. In that same month, I will actually be there twice.
So you're going to do the United Kingdom because you're going to do Ireland.
Yes, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. Yeah.
It's interesting. I've never been to Israel before. I've many trips gone to go on. Never happened. In March next year, my friend and I are going. She's worked out there. She's been out there. We're going to do like just the two of us, hiring a car for 10 days. I get to go to Israel for the first time.
Oh, and she's going in April.
When do you see
you're going
spirit.
In April.
She's going in April, so right
and
after
the spirit,
you.
I
can't wait.
I think the most powerful encounters I had were in the spirit when I was in Israel. And my friend Wendy Alec had me come and speak on God TV after she'd gone through her turmoil. She was going to give payback to the enemy by having me teach everyone to loose everything from their soul and be free from the enemy completely. And in that time, she actually paid for an Orthodox Jew to be our guide.
Wow.
A tour guide, private tour. And every place she took me, I saw the portals that were opened, the things that were created. I knew where Christ was in the garden when he drank the cup. I knew that Holy Spirit came in the upper room and released, you know, himself for the first time on the earth. And so I saw all these different things, and I went, wow, I cannot wait to go back. So, of course, I'm going in April with the Elijah List, but I'll actually be speaking on the Sea of Galilee, in the upper room, on the Mount. I'll actually, when I'm going with him, flying over there as a speaker, it won't be a cruise, we'll just be staying there for 10 days, I think.
I think it's like
and
10 days.
And I get to speak in all these different places where Christ walked, where Christ
that's
spoke,
incredible.
Where he's got to see.
I'm more excited about when you go to the Isle of Patmos.
Oh, that?
That's the Greek Isles, right?
That's different.
Again,
I'm sorry,
and now in 2019, I will be in Israel. Then I will be going back to Israel in 2020 on a cruise to Israel again. So that's like twice right there. I'm excited.
Can I ask you a weird spiritual question then, just as a...
Oh, if it's weird, especially.
Well, yeah. So, because, you know, the spiritual things. So you're saying that when you go to places, you can see something that happened there before?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it never disappears.
It remains in Azusa
Street. How does something look? Is it possible
it's
to
glorious
describe something?
As it did?
What was it?
When
okay, so when you went to Azusa Street, so you walk up to the building.
I could hardly walk going up to the building, and a lot of people don't know this, but there's a plaza that has been built there now, and the Japanese have office buildings all around this plaza.
Oh, wow.
They have like an open kind of like amphitheater that people can come and speak and do things.
Okay.
But the stairway that was created from heaven to bring all of that down to Azusa Street is still there. The angels that guarded those are still there. It's a massive, like a curved staircase going all the way up to heaven. The glory, the opening, is still coming down into that plaza. I began to prophesy about the Japanese and how they were going to be, you know, knocked out by the presence. They didn't even know what they built their buildings around. A really powerful encounter that heaven touched earth in Azusa Street. And so I saw all the angels that were still there. I saw the open portal the staircase came out of, the grand,
so that's the grand joint, so those fire. Angels, that's their assignment. And even though that was a period in time, it kind of like is almost...
He's going to do something else there again.
Something else there.
Yeah, I even when I was in Rome near the Colosseum, I saw light shooting up from the ground, up into heaven. And I asked my guide, what was over there? What happened over there? Because they don't obviously see it, but I say, what? There's this. They said, why? I said, because there's these massive streaks of light and fire shooting from whatever's down in that area up into heaven. He said, that was the prison where they held Paul. Oh, he created an open heaven over that prison while he was there in the time that he was there. And it's still there. It is still there. So just like
all those
also,
things in England are still there.
Yeah, all totally. The things.
Yeah. Oh, oh yes.
I can't wait to go see. And a lot of times I want to see. Yeah. Yeah. And someone brought me on purpose to Hollywood so I could see. I saw the seven angels that are Los Angeles is named for, the golden angels. And they were holding vials. And over the course of the next 2 years, and the second year when I came, they were actually pouring them out, anointing Hollywood to be taken by God. That was the other thing in the season of 2 Year Destiny. God said he was going to begin to take Hollywood to use for his own purposes.
And he is.
Oh, yeah, he's shaking up Hollywood.
He is totally shaking it up. A lot of California, actually, is also being shaken.
Would you like to ask anything else, Jane, before... Because I know at some point we have to go, because Kat has to speak, but is there anything else, a burning question or anything you just wanted to get in for this, or... Is that too much pressure?
Or a statement you have to make something.
You guys are hilarious. I totally understand the bit, you know, about the portal's still there, the residue's still there, the glory right across the different nations. I mean, some things I see, some things I don't. Mm-hmm. But I sense a lot and I know there's a lot going to shift. And the whole thing about the UK is massive on my heart. And mm-hmm. it always has been because it's my nation. But there's something, as I was messaging one of my friends today in Scotland, something's about to pop. Something's about to shift.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have language on that? I can feel it heading our way. I can almost hear something, but I'm not quite sure what it is. Something in my heart and my spirit, I mean, all my life. I'm 60 next birthday, but there's something, and I've seen moves of God, but there's something massive, something burning in my heart, something like... It's going to pop. It's about to blast right the way through.
Yeah, God always prepares the atmosphere of places that he's going to do something great. And the atmosphere is literally charged with heaven.
That's right.
It's electric.
The frequency of God is being placed in the very earth itself of where these things are going to happen. So he prepares the earth. And then even the very atmosphere, it's almost like the veil between heaven and earth begins to thin even more when that is about to be entered into. It is destiny. And what you're feeling is the destiny of that place. And so heaven is going to create a habitation in that land that people will go there to find God, not to find other things.
That's right.
But that's what it will be, like a magnet to draw them. People, it will be irresistible for people not to go there. And they will even... In the natural, people will also feel that. It won't be just the people who are in the spirit. The people in the natural are going to know something is going to happen here.
See, that's why
that
I
is never
Scotland.
That has never happened before. And, of course, all of this, because it is Great Britain, you know I talk about England and London a lot, but it's going to include, of course, this whole habitation will be Wales, Ireland, and Scotland also.
United Kingdom.
It is going to be United Kingdom, and it's going to work together with the United States. Because we will have the same focus and the same vision.
Hallelujah.
Is to bring heaven to earth, and it's not a visitation. And it's not
it's
even a revival.
Habitation.
It is not a revival. Yep. It is not a visitation. A habitation remains.
Yep.
And no man can control a habitation.
Come on.
They can control revivals. They can even control a visitation to some extent and get their hands on it. But the reason why they can't ever control a habitation is it is in the people who are there. and the people who God has purchased and anointed and appointed mm-hmm. cannot be moved by the hand of man. So man will have no hand in any of it.
We've been preaching that for years.
It is a habitation.
Habitation.
It is.
It's
yeah.
coming. It's coming. And for me, I loved where I was in Wales. I so miss my friends, and I'm even further away from my family. But the Lord said, Scotland, I've got to go to Scotland for a season.
Yes.
And I know there's something yes. coming.
Oh, yes. My husband is.
In my bones.
My husband is full blooded Scottish, and it shows up in him every single day. He can't be moved, and I'm telling you, the people there that are very strong-willed. They are strong-willed people. They can't be pushed around. They didn't even let England push them around. They have some great, mighty heroes, but the heroes today will be the everyday person who are sold out and surrendered to God. The manifested sons and daughters of God that will be raised up there will be a major part of the habitation. Awesome. In Scotland also, because my husband has heritage back to the wild Celtic people, and that is in him. And when God gets people, and I said sometimes it may be hard to deal with people or even live with people that are so strong-willed, but they're not on that path yet. But when God gets them on that path, no one will take them off of that yep. path. So this is an exciting time.
Very
to be alive.
Excited. It is. Awesome.
And it's also to be excited about, you see the things, the deposits that were made in the spirit realm from those in the past, but just think about what the manifested sons and daughters now are going to do in the spirit realm that future generations will get to see.
Yes.
You know, and that's just really exciting, you know.
Have you seen any things in the future in England which are kind of interesting and wild and wacky actually happen in England? Did you ever get sent there in the future? Or
I have been there in the future. I don't talk a whole lot about that yet.
Okay.
But I have been there,
I
and I will say this.
Things.
Talk privately.
Yeah. I will tell you this.
I've seen stuff.
That what he showed me was not doom and gloom and destruction. It was not destruction. It was restoration, power, the life of God. Such creativity in England and in London, powerful creativity will be released. A whole atmosphere just to create and invent will be there. And it's good. I will just say it is good. The only one who loses is the devil.
Yay.
Sounds like a wish.
He'll be run out of town.
Good.
All right. So
his future is just lakeside property. That's all he gets. Lakefront.
Lakefront.
Satan gets lakefront property in the future forever.
That.
You know that that was the
burning lake
of
fire.
The burning lake of fire. That's his lake. Property. He didn't get anything else, so he'll have a meltdown. That's what the Holy Spirit just said.
He'll have a meltdown.
He'll have a meltdown. Instead of causing meltdowns, he's gonna meltdown.
Come on.
There you go.
All right. Well, we've got to.
That's
go
a good
ahead
thing
and,
to end on.
That is.
Satan will have a meltdown.
We gotta end because we gotta get Kat to her meeting. But thank you for joining us, Jane.
Yeah,
it was
thanks,
a lot
Jane.
Of fun.
Awesome.
Thank you for inviting me. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to everything God is doing.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
And
guys.
May the host go with you.
That's right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.